is how much that affected you at all, or how much or anything.
What happened?
You talked about just the headsets, the communication. Did that trickle down to you at all?
Mm-hmm.
You had a different topic. You had talked about the need for more, a higher level of competitiveness.
Yeah.
And attitude after last week's game. What did you see from the team in that regard?
Well, it was a good four quarters of great competition. And we got off to a good start. Did some good situational things. Still left some out there, I think. But it was a good win. To be 1-0 in a 10-day break, or excuse me, 0-1 with a 10-day break, felt like, a year. But it was good to go out and get a win.
Tom, you made some funny remarks last week after the game about what was lacking. Those elements in place this week in terms of commitment and all that.
Yeah, I think all the veterans had a chance to say, the things that they wanted to say to their different groups, and whether it was your own unit or your offense or defense, the whole team. I mean, I think everyone was really, NFL is tough, man. Every game's tough. Every quarter's tough. Every play's tough. You can't take anything for granted. And in order to win, you got to go out there and compete as hard as you can every play. And, we did a good job of that today. And I'm glad it resulted in a great win for our team.
Tom, did you hear the chatter this offseason that the way to beat the Patriots apparently is to play more man defense? Teams want to man you guys up more, and that's the way to slow you guys down?
I think there's a lot of different, formulas. At this point, I played a lot of different things, man zone, everything, blitz. I think it's just, good defense is good defense, good offense is good offense. Comes down to a lot of individual matchups and winning them and making the plays, and whether it's man or zone, everyone's got to be on the same page. And if you're going to get man, you better beat it. Then you get zone, you better beat it. If they're going to blitz, you better beat it, or you should get more of it.
You think you just proved that today. It seems to play a lot of man against you guys.
Yeah, they played quite a bit. We made plenty of plays. But every team has different strengths, we play Houston next week. They have a certain style they play. They'll be confident in their plan. We go into every game with a plan and ways to we want to attack other teams, and it really comes down to our execution. And if we don't execute very well, everything looks good. It's no matter what you call on defense, if we're not doing the right thing, we're not making the plays. It results in no yards or negative yards, and that's looks good for the opposing defense. So I'm glad we executed. There was a lot of tight plays, and we made them. And like I said, I wish there was more we would have made, but hopefully we can try to make the improvements we make next week.
Tom, with the receivers, a couple guys out, got a little creative putting running backs out of wide receiver, throwing these out wide. But bringing James White, can you talk about the trust you have in him? Didn't have a great game statistically, but had a couple of big plays. Talk about just James.
Yeah, a lot of big plays. Every time he touches the ball, it's important. He's just so dependable and consistent and hardworking and tough, and shows up to work every day just doing his job as best as he can with the best attitude. He's team first all the time. He's just a great teammate. And I play with a lot of great teammates, and James is right there at the top, And I just love his effort. I love his style. They got a great room, that backfield. And Ivan does a great job with them. And, we got a lot out of the running game, a lot out of running back position today.
Was that a matchup you guys knew you could exploit coming into this game, the running backs?
I think all off season we're trying to put different guys, in different positions, and running backs, we have a lot of versatile running backs. D. Lou, Rex, James, Mike catches the ball well, so Brandon, all of them are good matchups, against linebackers. So if we get them, great. If we don't, we got to do other things. We got to run it, and when we run it, I thought all of them ran hard. Made some really good runs and cuts and protected the ball well, so it was a really good game by that group.
Tom, the too many men on the field. When did you see that, and what did you see?
Well, I snapped it, and I was looking right at him as I snapped it, and he was probably 3 or 4 yards from the sideline. And then I was just trying to roll out. We didn't really have a play, and I was just trying to get the penalty. And I didn't see a flag on the field. I was like, what the heck? I saw the guy. And they said they're going to review it. And, there was 12 on there. We got the call.
Does it abuse you that you have to go to the officials and point that out?
I know. I wish they would have thrown it right away. It took away a lot of the drama.
You did that on the touchdown, too. You were very persuasive for that.
Did I?
the team, you let them know that it was within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, well, I thought it was because when I looked over there, you know, he was pretty close. And those are, you know, some judgment calls, sometimes a yard, yard and a half. They ran something on the next drive and threw a touchdown pass. He was like 3 yards down the field. And I was like, if we got away with one, then they definitely got away with one. I thought ours was legal, but it's just a, you know, it's a man coverage play, and, you know, everyone has them, and the officials call them differently, but I thought we were, you know, we made a good play, and it was a big touchdown.
Can you take us through the Gronk touchdown? Because, I mean, there was a lot going on in that play, and when you let go of it, Gronk was going towards the sideline, and you went up the field.
Yeah, he had a crossing route, and I was able to hold on to the ball with great protection, and, you know, Gronk and I kind of made eye contact, and I think he saw me just put some air on it because I saw kind of it was open behind him. And if he does wheel, you know, he's the linebacker didn't have any vision on me. And it just worked out just like, you know, I was hoping when I let it go. And he turned, found it, caught it, ran. I mean, he's a tough guy to tackle in the open field. It was a big play in the game. And we need some more plays like that. Play breaks down. You know, it's not necessarily the first type of the route call, but guys make adjustments, work hard in their routes to uncover, find open space. And then, you know, you make those type of plays, I think it's you know, hurts the defense pretty bad.
You guys have been so good after a loss since 2003. How much of that is psychological? What do you do psychologically to make sure that it doesn't snowball?
You know, I don't know. Someone asked me that this week. I'm not sure. I mean, we try to put into a lot into it every week, and you know, you don't win every game, obviously. You know, you try to compete as hard as you can, and then. I said there's definitely, you know, a level of critiquing you do when you do lose that you don't really do if you win. And our coaches were all over us this week, and they want us to get it right, and they want us to get it right now. And you know, all these games are important. And, you know, you go on the road, it's hard to win in this league. And, you know, I thought it was a great effort by our team in all three phases.
Tom, did you hear all the Boston fans out there, like, come real loud? Because it seemed like almost a road game for the Saints.
That was good. Hopefully, we're all on Bourbon Street. This is a good road game to come to. But yeah, it's. I heard them. There was a lot kind of spread there on that first level, and it was great to see the support. We've had that at different places, and it was fun. You know, it's always great coming on the road, and it starts, and they got all the crowd noise and the momentum, and then, you know, you're there at the end, and they're cheering for our team. So that was a great way to end the game.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.